Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here wrapping up our program here on this Monday evening. We are talking with the head softball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Amber Doyle, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, your Norsemen off to a pretty solid start to this season. A 4-3 record. You guys have wins over South Hardin, Green County. You've beaten South Hamilton twice already. And you've gone up against some top competition as well in the conference already. You were, you know, right in the thick of it at West Marshall last week. Just weren't able to come away with the win. And then obviously had to go up against a very, very good PCM team last time out on Friday, which resulted in a loss to the 4th-ranked team in 3A. But just, you know, through the first couple weeks of the season, just where do you feel your team is at, and what has impressed you so far about your team?
Well, I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head. You know, coming away with those wins was good, and we're in the hunt, playing an excellent game against West Marshall, with them being ranked. You know, we're trying to show the girls, like, you're in the top 15 arena. We're going to have to get some wins to prove that along the line, but I think they're feeling pretty confident about where they are. You know, PCM played an outstanding game against us. I think we came in ready to play, confident, good game plan, and they just hit the ball in lots of holes. And, you know, we threatened a few times to score and couldn't quite get it done, and showed where our weaknesses were a little bit, some things we needed to learn and to clean up. But the girls ended the game, and the conversation was, okay, now you know what the top of 3A looks like. And, you know, we got a lot of girls on our team that have just not played that level of team yet. And the nice thing is we get the next 2 weeks to get better and see how good we can get before we have to play them on the road again. So it's, you know, it's nice having ranked teams in your conference. It makes you better. It forces you to have to be better. And it gives you a good idea of what you're going to have to do if you want to make a postseason run. So I've been really happy with overall our consistency in play, confidence, positive attitude. That's all been really good.
And I think something that has been a big force in your team, really getting off to a good start, has been the pitching. And Miley Geis, you know, obviously we've known she's had a lot of potential in the circle, really starting to come through and realize that a 3-3 record, you know, 3.05 ERA, 36 strikeouts, she's really cut down on that walk number from a year ago as well. And Kennedy Hodenfield in a couple of starts has pitched very well for your team as well. So obviously I know last year you talked a lot about pitching and how pitching needed to develop throughout the year. And so far to start the year, obviously pitching is looking solid so far. And just from those two, what have you seen from them that they have really improved on from those two from last year?
Absolutely. We put a premium on that. We said, you know, we've got to get better in the circle for all the other things to fall into place. And both the girls worked really hard in the off season and have made huge jumps. And, you know, there was, I think, one game early where I looked over at my assistant coach and was like, that's an arm we can win games on. Just she's so much more confident, doesn't get rattled with runners on, and when your pitcher's throwing that well and has that confidence, you can see the defense settle in around her too. And we played some really good defense last year. A lot of our losses came down to just one inning where we got a little rattled, and we kind of did that at South Hardin. We were up 6-0, had two outs and gave them two runs, and I just walked out and like, hey, we're not last year's team, right? Mm-hmm. We're a new team. And they got that last out and got out of there, and I think that really set them back on the right path for the next night. And Kennedy just does a really nice job of coming in and giving us innings where we need him to. I was like, how exciting, girls, is it to have two pitchers who we can win games on their arms? So really happy with both of their performances in the circle this year so far.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, like you said, definitely a couple weeks here coming up where you got girls definitely have opportunity. Your girls have an opportunity to really get themselves some confidence. You start tonight, road trip down to Saydell to take on Saydell in Des Moines. You're at Nevada tomorrow night, Wednesday night at Grandview Christian. You know, that's a game that you guys dropped earlier, looking to try and get some, try to get even with them. And then the 12th versus an East Marshall program that's normally pretty good comes to to roll one that night. And then you're at the OABCIG tournament coming up on a Friday and Saturday. That's a tournament you guys have had success at. And even looking forward to next week, you got a doubleheader with Perry on the 18th. You've got Collins Maxwell, a solid program, a road trip down there. You have Nevada once more, and then you have your Kiwanis tournament coming up on the 20th. And just overall, when you look at the next couple weeks, you brought up opportunity. And with that opportunity, what do you want to see your team build on with the opportunities they have ahead of them?
I think just that consistency. I need to see Miley keep owning the circle. I need to see the defense keep making clean, consistent plays. We're really doing a nice job with our hitting. We got to clean up some base running. We're super fast this year, but we're kind of drinking from the fire hose on learning those things. But the girls are being very coachable, learning quick, learning from each other as they're going. But I think you're right. I mean, listening out the schedule, we don't have anybody we're going to walk through, but we certainly have some games where we could clarify a little bit who we are this year. So I'm hoping to see that for the next 2 weeks. And then the Kiwanis is always a really tough, challenging weekend, but it's heading into that second half of the season, right? And so really building for these next 2 weeks, see where we're at and figure out what we need to clean up for postseason.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with this week's slate beginning tonight against Seidel.
Yeah, thanks for covering us, Quinn.
Yep, that was Amber Doyle, the head softball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. That'll wrap up our program here on this Monday evening. Coming up at 7:30, high school softball on KQWC. Webster City versus Algona with first pitch at 7:30.